Welcome to West Coast University Los Angeles Operation Pass NCLEX. I am your host, Debbie Reed, the Manager of Persistence and Outcomes. We ended week two of Fall 1 2021 term. If you are a 493 student, you completed the mental health capstone assessment this week. Make sure you do the post-work for mental health and the pre-work for leadership by 11:59 p.m. the day before your class, and please remember to check your messages daily from your ATI coach. Also, complete the 493 questions each week, as these will help prepare you for your exit exam and NCLEX. If you need assistance, please reach out to your 493 professors or to me. Delayed requests for assistance may result in late work completion and a need to redo the term. If you are a 480 student, you completed the Capstone Comprehensive A exam this past week. This assessment will provide you with information on where you are at with retaining knowledge from fundamentals all the way through to your 480 class. You will be getting a welcome email from ATI to start your capstone orientation in the next couple of days. Get this completed in week three so you are ready for capstone by week four. Please make sure you are preparing each week for class and reaching out to your professors for one-on-one tutoring and to the nursing academic specialist, Hermie Barbieto, if you are needing assistance with study habits and skills, as well as any difficulty in understanding the content. For the rest of West Coast University who may be listening in, reach out early for help. Your instructor is conducting group and one-on-one tutoring, and you have the nursing academic specialist workshops and one-on-one sessions available. Take advantage of everything that we have to offer you. It is all set up for your success. This week's podcast is discussing hypo and hyperglycemia with nursing academic specialist Hermie Barbieto.
Hi, this is Herminia Barbieto, your Nursing Academic Specialist for MedSurg at WCULA. And today we are going to discuss about hypoglycemia and hyperglycemia manifestations and management. For hypoglycemia, teach the client measures to take in response to manifestations of hypoglycemia, which are mild shakiness, mental confusion, sweating, palpitations, headache, lack of coordination, blurred vision, seizures, and coma. Hypoglycemia preventive measures are to avoid excessive insulin, exercise, and alcohol consumption in an empty stomach. A decrease in food intake or delay in food absorption can also cause hypoglycemia. Check blood glucose level. Follow guidelines outlined by the provider or diabetes educator. Instruct the client who has hypoglycemia or glucose of 70 milligram deciliter or less to take 15 to 20 grams of a readily absorbable carbohydrate, 4 to 6 ounces of fruit juice or regular soft drink, glucose tablet or glucose gel per package instructions, 6 to 10 hard candies or 1 tablespoon of honey, and recheck blood glucose in 15 minutes. Repeat the administration of carbohydrates if within normal limits, and recheck blood glucose in 15 minutes. If blood glucose is within normal limits, have a snack containing a carbohydrate and protein. If the next meal is more than 1 hour away, blood glucose increases approximately 40 milligrams per deciliter over 30 minutes, following ingestion of 10 grams of absorbable carbohydrate. If the client is unconscious or unable to swallow, administer glucagon subcutaneous or IM. Repeat in 10 minutes if still unconscious and notify the provider. Place the client into a lateral position to prevent aspiration. In acute care, the nurse should administer 50% dextrose if IV access is available. Consciousness should occur within 20 minutes. Once consciousness occurs, the client is able to swallow. have the client ingest oral carbohydrates. Now let's talk about hyperglycemia. Teach the client manifestations of hyperglycemia, which are hot, dry skin, and fruity breath, and measures to take in response to hyperglycemia. Encourage oral fluid intake of sugar-free fluids to prevent dehydration. Administer insulin as prescribed. Restrict exercise when blood glucose levels are greater than 250 milligrams per deciliter. Test urine for ketones and report if outside of the expected reference range. Consult the provider if manifestations progress. The contents of these slides are from your ATI MedSearch book. Thank you for listening.
Malcolm X said, "Education is the passport to the future, for tomorrow belongs to those who prepare for it today." Nursing school is not easy. You need to be organized and disciplined to get the work done and get it done correctly. The lives of your patients will depend on this. Reach out for help and support. We are here to help you succeed. Thank you for tuning in to West Coast University Los Angeles Operation Pass NCLEX. We'll be back again next week with a new learning experience.